Talking to God, Pari Dawa, Mishnah Hay, Beharis Kikrit, the Chut Yose Mimeno. Somebody who has a nega on his skin, he has a Beharis on his skin, the size of a grit, the minimum size for a nega to be tummy. And there's a strand sticking out from the nega. Besides the nega, which is a grit, there's also a little strand sticking out, which is also has a nega. And Yeshbo Rochav Stay Saras, Zokaka, the Sayer Lavan, Ula Pisyon. If the strand that's sticking out from the nega has a width of two Saras, the amount of space it takes to grow two hairs, in such a case, this strand would affect the main nega as far as Sayer Lavan and Pisyon are concerned. Meaning to say, white hairs and Pisyon, the spreading of the nega, is considered a simen tuma and would cause the person to be tummy mukhla. Now, if there are white hairs in the strand that's sticking out from the nega, but not in the main nega, the main nega would also be considered tummy mukhla as a strand. Since it's at least two hairs wide, it's considered part of the nega, and therefore the white hairs in the strand would affect the main nega as well. The entire nega would be tummy mukhlet, and so too, it would affect the main nega as far as pisyon, as far as the spreading of the nega. If the strand that's sticking out from the nega spreads, that would affect the main nega, and the entire nega would be tummy mukhlet. But if the strand that's sticking out from the nega is less than the width of stay saras, in such a case, it would not affect the main nega. If there are two hairs in the strand, or if the strand spreads, that would not cause the nega to be tamei mukhla. Avolola mechya. But even if the strand is two saras wide, it would not affect the main nega as far as mechya is concerned. If there's a mechya in the strand, there's some healthy skin inside the strand, that would not affect the main nega, as a mechya is only a simen tuma if it's inside the center of the nega. As opposed to over here, it's not in the center of the nega, it's in the strand that's sticking out from the nega, so therefore this mikha would not be a simen tuma and would not cause the nega to be tamei mukhla. Stay baharas, v'chut yoytei mizuluzu. Somebody who has two separate negam on his skin, two baharos on his skin, and they're attached with a strand from the nega that goes from one of the negam to the other nega and attaches the two negam. In Yeshba Rochav, Stay Saros Mitzarfon, Vim Lav, Ein Mitzarfon. If the strand that goes from one nega to the other has a width of two saros, two hairs, in such a case, that strand would combine the two negam and make them into one nega. But if the strand that attaches the two negam is less than Stay Saros, in such a case, it would not combine the two negam, and each nega would be considered an individual nega. Now, the difference of whether the two negam are one nega or each one is considered an individual nega is as follows. If it's all considered one nega, if one of the two negam would have a simen tuma such as white hairs, that would affect the other nega as well, and the entire nega would be considered tamei mukhla. But if we look at each nega as an individual nega, a simen tuma on one of them would only cause that nega to be tamei mukhla, while the other nega would not be tamei mukhla. Another difference would be, if one seir lavan develops in one nega, and the other nega has another seir lavan, between the two negam you have two saros lavanas, two white hairs. Now the minimum amount of Saras Lavanas that you need to be considered a Simen Tuma is two. So if we look at both Negam as one big Nega, in such a case, we have two Saros in this Nega, each Nega has one Sar Lava, and it would be a Simen Tuma, and he would be Tamei Mukhla. But if we look at these two Negam as individual Negam, and each one has one white hair, that would not be a Simen Tuma. Since we're looking at each Nega individually, each Nega would have to have its own two Saros to be considered Tamei Mukhla. Second the Grand Parish Dala Mission of Baharis Kagrip, Uba Mechia Kadasha, Usair Lavan, Betocha Mecha. Somebody has a Baharis, a Nega. Baharis is the brightest color of Nega, but who had done the same thing would be true if he has a Nega. It's one of the less bright colors that are mentioned in the beginning of this Messiah. And inside the Baharis was Mechia, the size of Adasha. Mechia is a Simen Tuma, healthy skin inside the Nega. And the minimum size for a Mechia to be a Simen Tuma to cause him to be Tamei Mukhla is the size of an Adasha, the size of a lentil. And there are white hairs inside the mechya. The white hairs are not inside the nega itself, but they're inside the mechya, which is inside the nega. And white hairs are also a simen tuma. Holcha ha-mechya tmeya mipnei sar lava. Hala sar lava tame mipnei ha-mechya. If the mechya disappeared, that the nega spread in the place where the mechya used to be, he's still going to be tamei mukhla, and even though he doesn't have the simen tuma of mechya, but he has a simen tuma of white hairs. The white hairs is also a simen tuma. And if the white hairs disappeared and the mechya remained in its place, he would still be tamei mukhla because he has a mechya, which is a simen tuma. As even though the white hairs is gone, he still has a simen tuma of a mechya. Rabbi Shimon Mitayer, Mipnei Shalohav Chaso HaBeheres. Rabbi Shimon is discussing the first case, which is that the mechya disappeared and the nega spread to where the mechya used to be. And the Tanakhama said that it's still going to be tamei mukhla because he has a simen tuma of white hairs. that's the case that Rabbi Shimon disagreed with. He says in that case he will be tar, he will no longer become a mukhl. The reason being is because the baharis is not what changed the hairs into the white color, as din is. That if the white hairs were present before the nega was there, in such a case the white hairs, is not a simen tumah. So in this case, even though the nega was already there, but since the white hairs were not inside the nega, they were inside the mechia, it's as if the white hairs were there before the nega, and therefore, even when the nega spread into the place of the mechia, now the white hairs are inside the nega, those white hairs would not be a simen tumah, according to Rabbi Shimon, since the white hairs originally were not in the nega, they were inside the mechia, while the Tanakhama holds. Since the nega was present before the hairs turned white, even though originally the white hairs were not inside the nega, they were inside the mechia, in such a case, the white hairs would be a simen tumah, and the person would be tamei mukhla because of the white hairs, even when the mechia disappears. Baharas hi u'mechiasa kegris. Somebody who has a baharas, he has a nega on his skin, which has a mechia inside of it, healthy skin inside of it. And the baharas, in combination with the mechia, is a gris, the size of a gris, which is the minimum size for a nega to be tamei. B'seir lavan b'tocha baharas. And he has white hairs inside the nega, inside the baharis. In this case, instead of the white hairs being in the mechia, they're inside the nega itself. Hocha mechia tmeya mipnei sar lavan. Halach sar lavan tamei mipnei mechia. If the mechia disappears, he'll still be tamei because he has white hairs inside the nega. The white hairs itself is a simen tumah even without the mechia. And if the white hair disappears, he will still be tamei because there's a mechia inside the nega. Even though the nega itself is less than the size of a gris, it's only in combination with the mechia is it the size of a gris, that would still be enough to be mitamehim. Rabbi Shimon mitar mibnei shaloh of chaso baharis kegris. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with the first case, that the nega together with the mechia was the size of a gris, and the mechia disappeared, leaving only the white hairs. That the Tanakhama holds, that in such a case he would be tamei mukhla because of the white hairs, and Rabbi Shimon disagrees. He says he would be tar. In such a case, the white hairs would not be a simen tumah, because originally it wasn't a baharis the size of a gris that turned the hair into the color white. And originally, the nega was less than the size of a gris. Only in combination with the mechia was it the size of a gris. And only after that did the nega spread into the place where the mechia used to be, and now the nega itself is the size of a gris. But since the white hairs were there before the nega were the size of a gris, in such a case, the white hairs were not a simen tumah, as the white hairs are only a simen tumah if the hairs turn white only after you have a nega the size of a gris. So therefore, in this case, the white hairs would not be a simen tumah, since the white hairs were present before the nega itself was the size of a gris, while the Tanakhama holds that since the nega together with the mechia was the size of a gris, and only after that did the hairs turn white, that's enough for the white hairs to be a simen tumah. Umoda, shem yesh b'makom sar lavan kegris, shehu tamei. Rabbi Shimon would agree. In such a case, then the place where the hairs are white, there is a nega, that's the minimum size of a gris. Meaning to say, that originally the nega itself, even without the mechia, was the size of a gris. And only after that did the hairs turn white. In such a case, the white hairs would be a simen tumah, as since the nega itself was the size of a gris, even without the mechia, and only after that the hairs turn white, that would be a simen tumah, even according to Rabbi Shimon.